We had a rough day. Couldn't get them slowed down enough, and couldn't get ourselves going. Couldn't score enough ourselves. So it took a tough loss, but no injuries to report. Questions? I think you said something about running the ball early. Yeah, I thought we were able to run the ball early. We got 15 attempts in the first half. Running it was a part of moving it. If it weren't for the for that turnover right before the half, I think we're competitive. You know, we're in the game. That was a major turn of events right there to not get that and then let them run it out of the end zone when they hadn't had much going on. They popped one for about 20, so allowed them to get a field goal, a long field goal up, which with this altitude, you can make, and he nailed it. So that was a 10-point swing right there. That was a tough one to swallow, but I thought we ran it well early. Like, I would have liked to have ended up with 30-plus rush attempts in the ball game, but you got to stay within a reasonable amount of the score in order to stick with the run.
Hey, Coach. This year you were playing on an afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Last year you played on Monday night. Do you feel this time it had like a negative impact on you physically?
You're talking about the time that we played, or?
Last year you played in here on a Monday night.
Yeah.
This time you played on afternoon. Do you feel that affected your
team? No, I really don't. I don't think that was a factor.
Okay.
Did you feel like the home team tonight?
Do we feel like the home team tonight? I think the crowd down here is pretty excited for the Raiders, so we appreciate that. But when you travel 4.5 hours, 4 hours, you're not at home. So we appreciate the hospitality. A lot of good people came out and supported us, and it's a great atmosphere. But it's hard to call it a home game, really.
Coach, can you talk a little bit just about Tom Brady at 40 years old? The things that he's still able to do is almost mind-boggling.
Yeah, Tom's a good player. He's a great player. He's played great for a long time in this league. And we just couldn't do enough to slow him down today.
Jack, after this performance here tonight, how do you keep this team from packing it in the rest of the way, 4-6, but yet you're still in the thick of it in the AFC West? How do you keep these guys from packing it in?
I don't give any credence to those kind of questions. I mean, no offense, but to me, it's we're professionals. To me, so long as you have hope, you keep your hope. You keep hope alive. So we'll continue to scratch and claw and fight for everything we can.
You mentioned you couldn't slow them down on defense. What was the plan coming in on defense, and why wasn't it able to work, you think?
Well, the biggest thing you have to do when you're playing a prolific offense, which they obviously are, is you have to be able to get off on third down. So in the first half, I believe we allowed 5 out of 6 on the stat sheet, but there were 2 other conversions allowed by penalty. So at the end of the day, you're allowing them to complete or convert 7 out of 8 on third down. And that's not going to get it done. You get them into third down, you've got to be able to get off the field. And they're good at possessing it. That's what they do. They did a nice job of it. And we didn't do a good enough job. Oh, but to me, that's the biggest thing. You know, between that and generating turnovers, and we're having a hard time generating turnovers, and that's the biggest area.
Ask you about playing Obi at cornerback. What went into that decision, and was it kind of a desperate move, you think, or what?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, we need more production. You know, willing to try just about anything. And you know, we talked about being lean there and needing more production from that spot. And you know, he's a talented kid. And probably asking a little too much, but you know, we're gonna roll those guys. We rolled our guys in the secondary tonight. We're gonna do that, and we've got to do that until somebody starts playing well enough to stay in there full time. But you know, we're not playing real well in the back end. And we have to find a way, and we're gonna make it competitive and let guys challenge for it and challenge for time. And guys that play the best are gonna play the most. He just got. Yeah, had his eyes in the backfield, let the guy run by him. So,
yeah. Mr. Dorio, how much more of a different game would this have been if those two drops in the first quarter wouldn't have happened with Seth and Holton, the second one being an interception? How much more of a different game do you think that would have been?
Well, you know, there excuse me. There are woulda, coulda, shouldas that, that keep coaches up at night. So, yeah, it's a different ball game if a lot of things happen differently, you know, but you can't play that game. I mean, you get a chance, you get an opportunity. You know, that chapter's written now. So, certainly, you know, catching the ball, we had, I think, three drops early, hanging onto the ball near the you know, goal line there, you know, getting off on a third down. You know, those are all areas where you have an opportunity, and what happens is the team that executes the best is going to go home happy. They executed way better than we did tonight.
Coach, one last question. Yeah. It was just announced that Mexico City will host NFL games till 2021. Any thoughts on that?
I heard that. I think Will mentioned that before it came up. You know, they've done a nice job for us the last couple of years. This was a road game. I'd enjoy it. Maybe we just stop making them our home games. We'll be fine.